This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Drake officially broke the record for the most top 10 songs in a single year, passing the Beatles' 1964 record. Drizzy owned every single week last month and hit this achievement 2 days away from his birthday on the 24th of October. Yep, Drake is the king of the pop world and all before his 32nd year. He's also been the biggest selling recording artist for the past 2 years. Wow. Harvey Weinstein allegedly, definitely, forced a then 16-year-old actress to grope him in his hotel room in exchange for movie roles, according to a class action lawsuit. The woman says she met Weinstein for a business lunch in 2002 when she was a teen model trying to break into acting. Instead of lunch, he took her back to his apartment and told her he'd make her a star if she had sex with him. Perv. Nicki Minaj will be sorry she sampled a Tracy Chapman song without permission because the legendary Fast Car singer has sued the rapper for copyright infringement. The song Sorry, featuring Nas, was supposed to be part of Minaj's album, but she couldn't clear a sample from Tracy's song Baby Can I Hold You, so now it was pulled. Nicki claims she didn't know it was going to be used. Right. Kendall and Kylie Jenner are heading to Walmart.com. The sisters are expanding their Kendall and Kylie collection with a range of affordable handbags and small accessories for the wallet-friendly retailer. Their first collection, which is available online now for pre-order, features 42 styles including fanny packs, backpacks, and satchels. Nope, not fake news. Unfortunately. Cray-cray Kanye West complained that he's been used and has decided to leave the political world to focus more on his music and design work. West, who held a bizarre meeting with President Trump at the White House, tweeted, "My eyes are now wide open and realize I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in." Yeah, right. Like someone was twisting his arm. Sheesh. The producers of Crazy Rich Asians, which doesn't release in China till the end of November, are already warming up plans to shoot the film's sequel there. Producer John Pinotti confirmed, while at the Chinese American Film Festival's co-production summit here in LA, that China Rich Girlfriend will shoot in Shanghai. Yep, unbelievable. Can you say, how fast can we make this? It doesn't look like there's any hope for a reconciliation between Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. Nope. Grande revealed on Instagram that she had her reborn tattoo, which matched Davidson's, covered up with a feather. She showed where the phrase once was, but has since been replaced. She also thanked her friends for putting her back together. Aw, poor misguided puppy. 50 years ago, director George A. Romero created the zombie genre with his terrifying debut, Night of the Living Dead. He went on to give us horror classics like Dawn of the Dead, The Crazies, and Creepshow. Last year, he passed away, but his wife has been working on a forgotten film of his from 1973. 73. Polyester and shag carpeting. Now that's scary. Cardi B turned down a seven-figure offer to have the first photos of her baby daughter published. She said, quote, "There's certain things I want to do with my daughter, like I want to go to the beach with my baby. I want to take a stroll down the street with my baby, and I can't. Paparazzi be everywhere, like even in my a-hole," unquote. Yep, that's what's called up close and real personal. The Weeknd nearly avoided a trip to the hospital or worse during his concert in Mexico City. In a shocking video posted on the 28-year-old singer's Instagram stories, a piece of stage equipment can be seen falling from the ceiling just inches away from him as he performed on stage. The Weeknd didn't even flinch, continuing to sing Party Monster. I'm amazed he couldn't feel it coming. Sorry. So, Jordan Peele's remaking The Twilight Zone. Now it's been confirmed that Parks and Recreation star Adam Scott has been cast in the remake of Nightmare at 20,000 Feet for the series. That's the classic episode that starred William Shatner as an unstable airline passenger whose fear of flying leads him to see a creature on the plane's wing. Or just another day on Spirit Airlines. 50 Cent got a kick out of the fact that Ashanti's college campus show was canceled due to only selling 24 tickets. In a now-deleted Instagram post, the rapper wrote that the singer should, quote, do basement parties, then it can still feel like it's lit, unquote. The singer responded, calling him a bully, and blamed the reason the concert was canceled due to lack of promotion. 50 Cent troll. Sheesh. BoJack Horseman has been renewed for a sixth season, Netflix has announced, which is great news. This season, we found our favorite washed-up, booze-soaked actors starring in a new TV detective show called Filbert. Voices for the show include Will Arnett, Amy Sedaris, and Aaron Paul. If you haven't checked it out, you should. It's sick and twisted, just like life is nowadays. BTS is back with a new music feature, and they've teamed up with Steve Aoki for their first official song entirely in English. The track, titled Wasted On Me, was just released and will be featured on Aoki's upcoming album, Neon Future 3, out November 9th. In addition to BTS, the album will also feature Lewis Tomlinson, Lil Yachty, Mike Posner, Blink-182, and Lady Antebellum. More on this later. The Trash Bin. Black China's getting ready to move into a new house, and it cost her a pretty penny. BC just threw down $3 million on a pad here in the San Fernando Valley. The house has six bedrooms sitting on nearly half an acre. The 7,000-square-foot home, which will be needed to house her tremendous ass, also features a custom-built glass wine cellar. Just one question, though. What exactly does she do?
The news wrap-up.
Tech stocks plunged in October, suffering their worst month since the 2008 U.S. recession. Fitbit shares soared 13% after the company beat earnings and revenue expectations for the third quarter. Large companies such as IBM, Microsoft, and Facebook are investing heavily in the development of blockchain. And speaking of blockchain, Bitcoin just celebrated its 10th anniversary. Ah, how time flies when you've got smoke and mirrors.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Queen biopic Bohemian Rhapsody is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
Andrea Bocelli has his very first number one with C.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition, of course.
The number one book.
Killing the SS by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard is the number one nonfiction book for a third week.
DJ Steve Aoki attended the University of California up in beautiful Santa Barbara and graduated with two Bachelor of Arts degrees, one in Feminist Studies and the other in Sociology. While in college, he produced do-it-yourself records and ran underground concerts out of his room in the Santa Barbara Student Housing Cooperative. He's come a long way since then, achieving a huge milestone back in 2012. Aoki was the highest-grossing EDM artist in North America from tours. Since then, he's collaborated with artists such as will.i.am, Afrojack, Linkin Park, Lil Jon, Fall Out Boy, and K-pop superstars BTS. Here's Steve Aoki featuring BTS with the song of the week, Wasted On Me.
So we don't gotta go there, past lovers and warfare, and it's just you and me now. I know your secrets, but I pick up the pieces, pulling you close to me now. And I know there's no making this right, this right. And I know there's no changing your mind, your mind. But we both found each other tonight, tonight. So it's love is nothing more than just a waste of your time. Waste it on me, waste it on me. Tell me when I waste it on me, waste it on me. Baby, when I waste it on me, waste it on me. Tell me when I waste it on me, waste it on me.
That was Steve Aoki featuring BTS with the Song of the Week, Wasted on Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.